crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
You're listening to Mad Science, www.shazoozradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. And if you're on the superchat.html and you want to go over and visit People for People Radio Network, you can click on that banner right down there below the chat room. So I'm extremely aggravated today. most every day, seems like anymore. So I'm titling this show, Just Stop It. Mad Science Show's live here, folks. So I'm going to play something here, and it's just like, this drives me nuts, man. But I got to play it anyway.
Hi, today I'd like to build a few free energy devices and prove them. If you're one of my close to 2 million subscribers or viewers, you already know that I'm a huge advocate for free energy and its role in saving us from fossil fuel, which is just killing our planet. There are tons of videos of people building these devices every day, so let's just jump into building them and the science behind them. But under one condition, don't just watch this halfway and leave as a believer or non-believer, you have to watch this to the end to be able to make a solid conclusion. Especially since I'll announce the Keysight Scope giveaway at the end. First off, we see this man using a few magnets in his design and coil some wire around the rod magnets. Between the two magnets, there is enough energy created to turn on a fluorescent light wirelessly. Of course, this is a simple concept. We all know that magnets hold potential magnetic energy that we just need to convert into electric energy. I don't have the exact same magnets, but I think I can do better. See, I have two bigger magnets like this that are connected to a series of smaller magnets, and so the field of the big magnet is focused through the rod magnet. And the tiny magnets have alternating magnetic fields north-south, north-south. Now I'm going to slide some coil on top of the rod magnet. And as we know, magnetic field passing through a coil creates electricity, especially here that I have alternating magnetic fields amplified by the field coming from the big magnet. The large alternating fields create large AC energy across the coil, which doesn't have anywhere to go, and so the unloaded voltage across the coil just rises significantly. With my setup, one of these would be enough, but the two would make a more uniform electric field at the center. As I've shown in my previous videos, a fluorescent light in proximity with high voltage starts to glow, because very high voltage excites the mercury vapor in the bulb and creates light.
Hello everybody.
In the next video, we have a few wires wound and coiled in a specific way to help capture the available electricity in the atmosphere. When magnets inserted into the coil, it focuses the captured energy enough to power a circuit. Of course, we know there is around 100 volts of potential voltage in the atmosphere per every meter of distance from Earth, as stated in the great Professor Feynman's lectures in Caltech University, with up to 400,000 volts from Earth to the top of the atmosphere. 100 volt per meter is huge. All we need is a proper antenna like this to pick those floating charges to create a power source. And again, we have our alternating magnetic fields in the coil to start a resonance with the captured atmospheric energy to provide a strong AC voltage. Here I'm using a low power LED light because still the captured energy is not that huge. And if I insert the magnets into the coils, as soon as it starts resonating, there, we have a shining light. Now there are different ways to wind wires around magnets for the same result. Like in this video, we have a different combination of windings and magnet form factor. But as you see, in most cases, we need a pair of magnets to maximize the resonance. Here I kind of did the same thing. Two big magnet piles on both sides of a bunch of tiny alternating magnets and a coil around them. And if I'm careful not to shock myself, I should be able to turn it on. There you go. Another method is to also add the available acoustic energy in the air to the mix. There is noise in the air, so we might as well use it. This guy uses a speaker and a coil around the base of the lamp to do this in a simple way. I also put a coil around the base of my lamp, connecting it to the contacts. Here I have a bigger speaker with a similar inductor soldered to its output. Of course, the speaker has its own coil and magnet that creates electricity with the acoustic vibrations, which is amplified by this additional inductor. Now, like a step-up transformer, the high voltage energy from this primary coil is transferred to the secondary coil around the lamp if they are close enough, and the lamp turns on like this.
Did you ever dream about having free electricity for the rest of your life?
Here, as many have done it, we have the looping cables of the power bar generating energy. It seems it is feeding energy into itself, which is a wrong assumption. When we have an extension cord like this, looping it to itself, we are creating an inductor. If I zap the prong, we with a burst of energy, I'm sending a very short pulse of current through the wire. The current going through the loop generates a magnetic field with a direction that follows the right-hand rule, and the field generated from one loop penetrates all the loops. So like an auto transformer, one loop of primary can generate much higher voltage on multiple loops of secondary. And imagine the same current is running through every loop, so each loop has the same effect on the entire coil, which means much higher energy compared to the initial spark, such that it can turn on a light. And then, of course, we see some people like this kid being able to turn a lamp on from the energy generated through his body. We already have animals in the wild that generate huge electricity, like an electric eel. We also know that our nerves and muscles work with electric impulses. So a lot of electricity is constantly running through our body that is vital to our functionality. Like when you use your right hand, it receives more electric pulses than your left hand, and that creates some electric potential across your body. Now everyone is different. Different skin conductivity, stronger impulses, ability to control muscles. So with the right combination, you could generate large enough potential to power something. I have some of that capability, although I have to wet my skin to make it more conductive and shake my arm to pump some impulses. And there you go. Then I put it closer. And last but not the least, we have a computer fan with magnets glued on the blade, and a bigger magnet close enough to push or pull the tiny magnets to rotate the blade. And of course, a turning motor generates electricity. I have built a fan here, and you can see that the streaming fields of the big magnet affect the smaller magnet. And if I leave it in the right spot around here, it starts turning. And of course, a turning motor is a generator, and if I can figure out which wires are the output, oh, there you go, I can turn on the lamp. Lies. It was all lies. There is no free energy. They are all fake as f***. It was all part of my scheme to lure the free energy believers here and show them the truth. There is no free energy, no crazy energy, and no over unity. Free energy is energy generated without consuming any other source. Crazy energy, which I just named it, is energy from fake sources or sources that don't really have much power to deliver. And over unity means these perpetual systems that have efficiency over 100%. All impossible. I was able to tell you convincing lies because I mixed them with truth and fact. So you would say, oh, I know that part is true, so this guy must know what he's talking about, and the rest could make sense too. Now, I'm not trying to teach you how to lie, I just want to show you how you can be lied to. Just trust me on this one. There is no free energy, no crazy energy, and no over-unity in our entire universe. Otherwise, our universe would fall apart. Although, I don't deny that in the future, we might find a new source of energy. Let me show you how I did the tricks. Of course, this magnet contraption doesn't work at all. The reason my light is turning on is because I'm hiding my Tesla coil under the table. Ow! This is the source of the high voltage that's turning the lamp on, not the magnets. Electric, magnetic, or gravity fields in a stationary object are stationary. They don't move or stream out. Only when a magnet moves, it sends waves of magnetic field through the universe that can create electricity through a coil. So a stationary magnet with respect to coil doesn't create any electricity. For all the other tricks I did here, there is one common factor, and that's a well-hidden battery. In my case, the battery is in the lamp, if you can see it here, and the lamp turns on if I short its contacts. This piece of junk three-fingered wire maze does nothing except for providing a short circuit with the magnets across the lamp contacts. See? The same kind of lamp is used in most of those FAF. Of course, there is huge potential energy in the massive atmosphere around Earth, but there is no measurable localized energy in a tiny airspace to power anything. And here, the guy seems to have no battery and turning a single LED on. But this time, if you see here, he is running wires through his hand powering the LED. That little liar! And this piece of junk is the same thing, just shorting across the lamp contacts, turning it on. And in this one, of course, there is acoustic energy in the air, but even a single LED needs way more power than whatever acoustic noise can provide. So how does it work? Here on the winding, I have something called a reed switch. It's a type of switch that closes when it's exposed to magnetic fields, and it just shorts across the lamp contacts when I bring the speaker magnet close. The looping power bar is the most garbage of them all. I don't think the guy did it the same as I did. I have my battery in the lamp and I've shorted across the prongs with a piece of wire. But I think the guy has his batteries hidden in the power bar itself.
What about?
Something like what photonic induction did with his power cube, powering the light and a mixer from a cube.
9 rows of 9. 81 batteries in series.
And then, how about generating electricity through my body to power a lamp? That's impossible! I'm just shorting across the lamp contacts through my body, the same as what the kid was doing. And for the fan, I just have some coin cell batteries back here that turn on the fan through the reed switch here when I bring the magnet close. And these are not even real magnets, they're just plastic beads. And the lamp just turns on by these wires shorting the contacts. They are all lies and faff, I tell you. Instead of this garbage, let me tell you a few of my favorite channels that provide good content, although there are a lot of good ones out there that I don't know. If you want electronics, well, watch me, or watch our beloved German engineer, Great Scott, or Dave Jones's EEV blog, or B. Clive, who breaks electronic products and explains them, or Great Simone Geertz, who makes shitty robots. Oh, and Jeremy Fielding and Fran Blanche, two great electronic channels I recently learned about. Want to watch a lovable chemist and someone who inhales noble gases and extracts gold? Cody's Lab. Want mechanical engineering? AVE is super knowledgeable in the field and has so many made-up words worthy of his own dictionary. Want a real superhero in special effects and graphics? Watch the debunk man, Captain Disillusion. Want great backyard science and build? Watch the Backyard Scientist or the King of Random. Or if you want more sophisticated builds, watch my countryman, the Hacksmith. Want great science channels? Watch Diana, the awesome physics girl. Or my pal Destin from Smarter Every Day. Or Derek Veritasium. It's not his last name. Or...
Hey, Vsauce, Michael here.
Whatever you do, don't watch or like free energy videos. You just encourage these idiots!
Give away time!
This month, the Polytechnic University of Bucharest in Romania...
So don't watch free energy stuff because they're all idiots. Now you go up there and you Google up on YouTube there. I say Google up on YouTube all the time because Google and YouTube's one and the same. But you'll find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of doggone videos. Maybe you might find one or two videos with a serious researcher in the middle of the thing. You ain't going to find one single video from Shaziz on that search. You ain't gonna find it. If you do, it's gonna be like way in the way, way back. I mean, so far back, it's probably, let me see scroll all the way down here. It just keeps on going. Just garbage. Just flat out garbage. And, you know, it's aggravating. It's really seriously aggravating. That's why I say just stop it. You know, it's just nuts. This is the kind of stuff that makes me want to walk away from doing any research into alternative energy, free energy or whatever, you know. The terminology free energy, over unity, zero point, and perpetual motion and all that kind of stuff has had such a doggone black eye put on it that it's ridiculous. You know, it's just... If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. Now, of course, we got to find some way to tap into the energy nature's already provided, such as, you know, wind power, solar power, and so on. And it's not that we don't have enough energy to do things, it's just that we're using energy improperly, and so it just doesn't... It just doesn't meet up with the standards of the way that we actually run generators and, you know, internal combustion engine style generators and, you know, big solar panels and all that kind of stuff. But even to that extent, that energy's not being used properly. But regardless of all that, that doggone monkey business going on in the free energy deal out there, it makes a mockery of everything that I've tried to accomplish throughout the whole entire time that I've done my YouTube channel. Now, I put a video out. I'm going to play the podcast of this video. And it says it begins here. And it's about a Bottle Caps for Mad Science campaign that I want to do. Well, because of all this other shenanigans, because of any terminology that might may or may not have been said, you know, people just don't believe in any possibilities that energy could be free. And my videos get shoved so far down in the ratings that it's just flat out ridiculous. Sure, it might be a possibility I make crummy videos. I actually had somebody tell me I need to improve my thumbnails, you know. Well, I think the content in the movie is probably a little bit more important than the thumbnail, but nonetheless, I'll give it a shot. I'll see if I can figure out how to make a really nice thumbnail and put on there. But I don't think that's what's killing my video. Put the video out yesterday. It's got 79 views, 9 thumbs up, and 2 thumbs down. I don't know who would thumb that particular video down. And I want to ask you a question. Whenever I play this video, listen to everything I say in there, if you would. And then tell me in the chat room, what is it that I did wrong in that video that would warrant it to... It must have been something I said, must have been something I done, to basically warrant somebody just to thumb it down and run off. You know, this is why it's aggravating, folks. I'm really seriously doing real research. I actually put real physical prototypes together and I run them through the tests, and I'm flat out honest up front with everybody about what's going on there. You know, what I believe is possible with whatever device that I've created. And so, you know, this being shoved down in the ratings on YouTube, this guy's got over 2 million views, and he's telling 2 million people that there ain't no such a thing as free energy, and guys like me are idiots. You know, so, yeah, he just helped me out a lot. He just killed everything that I'm sitting here trying to tell the world. If you go over to my YouTube channel, and let me see if I can get there somehow. I want to read out the number of doggone subscribers over there. Not necessarily that it really matters anymore, but either way, you go over to my YouTube channel, and it says right at the very top of it, and in my videos, a search for free energy. Because it is. It's there. It really is there, regardless of what anybody wants to say. It says I have 8,672 subscribers. Now, if each one of those subscribers don't click on a bell on the video, they won't get notifications anymore like they used to back in the old days. They'll get notifications whenever I load a video up. But now they don't. If they don't click that bell, they don't get no notifications in their subscriptions to let them know that I got a video that I just posted. So some of my videos can sit up there for months at a time and only get maybe 100 or 200 views max. And then when people actually go watch the videos, they don't like the video, they don't share the video, and, you know, people who thumb the video down don't say, you know, any constructive criticism in there. Look, you know, I don't believe in free energy, you're an idiot or whatever. They just thumb it down and run off. Now, I know I've probably got a couple haters out there to just stick around just specifically for that purpose in order to try to thumb me down, but I'm honestly trying to do something good here. Really. But it doesn't matter, you know, because as long as there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people putting up bogus free energy devices all over there, and all these big channels up there coming out trying to quote the laws of physics and tell you why it is that free energy is not possible, it makes it nearly impossible for a guy like me to try to get some information out there to get people to try to do real-time research with prototypes that I'm sharing that they could actually build themselves. Or, you know, if I can put them in kit form and let them try them out for themselves, you know. And so we can find more efficient ways of doing things and using energy. But these guys are not just making a mockery of everything that I've tried to accomplish. They're hindering every step of the way. It's a roadblock. So if I got 8,672 subscribers for real on my YouTube, I'd like to know where in the heck they're at. I get on Facebook and I share videos on Facebook. Very few, it says I got 500 and some odd friends on Facebook alone. Very few of them ever even comment or like or even take the time to look at the video. So, you know, my last video here that I'm going to play, I'm going to go ahead and play it and listen to what I said in there. And try to tell me where it is that I gone wrong in there. You know, I'm going to do this. No matter what, I'm not going to let them discourage me from doing this, because I need to keep my word for one, but I need to know for myself whether or not it can be done. So listen to this podcast right here. This is the video that I just posted. 92 views, 9 thumbs up, 2 thumbs down, and maybe 5 comments. Says, help us show the world.
Hello, everybody. So crazy here. This is the mad science guy. So what you're looking at there is the mad science, and I'm surrounded by buckets, and I'm getting ready to tell you why. So please stick with me through this entire video so that you can get a good understanding of what it is that I'm trying to accomplish with this particular video and this campaign that I'm about to start on. So, with that said, woohoo, let's see here. There I am. Ah! When you're mad science, you gotta have that mad science hair like Einstein, right? So let me see here. Yeah, plus you gotta have a shirt like this that says mad science on, and it also says on the back, mad science is the key to truth about free energy. Ask me why, www.shazizradio.com. You gotta have a shirt like that, because that's what makes you a mad science guy, along with the hair thing. That's your, like, you know, they got the white coats for the other guys. I don't need a white coat. I got my mad science shirt. So anyway, what am I here to talk to you about, and why am I surrounded by buckets? Well, this is the control center for mad science. Let me bring you on a wobbly ride over here. Alright. If you go to www.shazizradio.com, you'll see me, links to every place where you can get a hold of me. I got like 3 separate websites or more. Facebook, Twitter. If you check me out over here on YouTube, I got some mad science videos. That's where this particular video will be posted and shared on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else that I can. And then I got classified top secret stuff over here at shazizz.net. So don't tell nobody about that, because it's a secret. Alright, well, what we're going to talk about today is this: bottle caps for mad science. Help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. Alright, so basically that gives you a little short rundown, and then it's me doing the video. We got that time and space thing going on there. It's like a selfie stick, man. Got my little tripod there holding up the camera. Anyway, let's get down to business. Alright, well, let me put you up here for a second, as I can't use my hands and show things at the same exact time. So, what's the big hubbub, you might ask? Well, apparently we got this problem in the world. Hopefully I'm completely on the video there. See, that's, I need a cameraman. Anyone of y'all cameramen not busy? Alright, that's just, alright, that's crooked. There we go. Let's stay right there. I just gotta get that hair in there, man. Alright, so, they say we got a plastics problem in the world. Alright, look at this. Plastics. If you go out there and you look up plastic pollution, you'll find some pretty alarming things that even though people have a kind heart and well-intended on doing recycling, the way that the system's kind of set up right now, it's not doing a very good job. Only a small percentage of what you actually throw into your recycling bin makes it into actual recyclables. And so that's kind of alarming, because a lot of it's ending up in your waterways and out there in your oceans and such. So if you actually take a look at this types of plastics out there,
there's a lot of things that can be made out of these types of plastics. Well, so what I'm thinking here is that what if you had a mad science guy who was working on clean, renewable, alternative energy sources to try to help the planet out, to try to help the people of the world, you know? Lower your electric bill down as low as possible and get everything running super efficiently and all that kind of jazz. And so, you know, if this project working on clean alternative energy is to keep going, I got to figure out a way that I can keep on paying for it. But I don't want to go out there and say, hey, why don't you give me your money or anything? What I want to do is try to set an example on how we can turn trash into a real solution. So what if I could actually fund my research with your trash? What if whenever you got done taking, drinking your soda or your water or whatever, or even some of these other lids, these are like on top of, coffee creamer things, you know? They got numbers on the bottom of it, different types of plastics. Like if you look on this bucket right here, this is a bucket that I purchased from Uline. Of course, I got the sticker from MakeSticker.com. If you get a chance to check out MakeSticker.com, they do really nice work. And so I'm going to try to get them to make me some more of these buckets like this. So let me ask you a question. If you go to your local store, maybe school or business or whatever, and this was sitting next to a trash can somewhere, and you had a choice whether or not to throw a bottle cap in the trash or throw it in this bucket in that nifty little hole right there, walk by, you get done drinking your soda, and you say, hey, look, I'm going to help mad science out. Woohoo! All right, that's a penny in the bucket right there. So what am I going to do with this when I'm done? Well, that's the surprise. I gotta wait till I get these gathered up, and then I want to surprise you with what we're actually going to do with these bottle caps. Because if we can do this with just something as simple as a bottle cap, if I can turn this into a revenue source and show everybody how I did that. See, didn't that sound good? Listen to that. Huh? And even the big one right there, that one is over there too. Alright, now I don't know about these right here, they're a little bit tight, but if you have to, look at that. Squeeze it in there, it's plastic, it'll bend a little bit. So anyway, listen to that. Alright, we got the future of mad science right there, it's all started. Now, I want to hope to inspire people to replicate these. Alright, these buckets are really quality. Oh, I forgot to say, I was trying to get ready to say it, but I forgot to say it. If you look on the bottom of this bucket right here, there's a recyclable sign. These are made out of recycled materials. Let me see if I can get it up in here to focus. Go that way, go that way. It's in there. Ta-da! Right there. That's a recyclable deal, and it's got a number on there. Trying to do things backwards. It's HDPE plastic, recycled. This is made out of recycled plastic. Isn't that cool? So they've already got started. The infrastructure is already in place for recycling this. And I got a couple website links that I want to share with you as well, because, that way you can go after those other people. This isn't just the only idea to actually recyclable plastic, but I got a really cool thing that I want to show you what we're going to be able to do with these right here. And so, if I can actually turn this into a revenue source to fund my alternative energy research, which is going to basically solve three problems in one shot. Once we get some mad science funding so I can keep building nifty gizmos like the ones you see over there on the table. There's some really important stuff right there that has to do with energy storage, energy generation, and much more. And that's just a few little pieces of the puzzle right there that I have to share with everybody that I do on my YouTube channel over there that I showed you. Right there. Rush's Is on YouTube. Come over there and subscribe to me. You'll help me out that way as well. All right? Now, so, this is the deal here. You know, they say we got a problem in the world. And I'm going to take and I'm going to lead by example and I'll show people how to fix it. Even plastic bags like this. Alright? I'm going to show, after this bucket, bottle caps for mad science campaign, I'm going to show you what you can do with other recyclables as well. And, you know, my main focus is in alternative energy. Clean, renewable alternative energy, or green energy, free energy, however you want to say it. There's a lot going on in the world out here where that could actually be beneficial. Places where people need fresh water. Places where people need electricity and, you know, we have every single, solution necessary to actually fix our world. We've got the science to back it up. We've got the people, the numbers. We've got the resources available. Everything that we need to make this world better has already been gifted to us. It's a wonderful thing. And so what I'm hoping to do is to share a few ideas with folks. I see what I'm holding in my hand right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let me bring the camera down here and see if I can get it in on it so you can see. So you know I'm not just making it up. Where you at? There you are, come on. Get in here, focus. Gotta go back the other direction. A little bit to the left. I'm trying. Got the doggone light in the way. Let's bring it down here in the shade. Got it upside down now. Look, this is like really hard to do here. Aha! There we are! Most valuable bottle cap ever. ShazoosRadio.com. Are you looking sad there? There she is. That is by far the most valuable bottle cap ever. Let's slide her over here a bit. There we go. Let's take a look at that. The most valuable bottle cap ever. And most might think I'm crazy. That's just a bottle cap, man. That's plastic. How's that valuable? Let me tell you a little secret here. It's not what that bottle cap is made of that matters. It's not what it's, see if I can get my camera straight again. This is crazy. I need a doggone cameraman. Alright. So you saw it says the most valuable bottle cap ever. I wouldn't sell this for a trillion, quadrillion, super bazillion dollars and diamonds and gold and all that, because it's not what this bottle cap is made of that makes it so valuable. It's what this bottle cap can accomplish is what is the most valuable portion of it. It's like a magic bottle cap right there. It's what you're looking at. Alright? See, an idea is just an idea until you act upon it. It's just like all these inventions and projects that I work on and stuff. You know, they're just ideas up here in your head until you actually get together some parts and you put in the time and effort and you make it happen. You make it happen and it works and it's so exciting and everything. Like this particular box right here, it took two people to put this particular box together. It took my friend Justin, the cabinet maker, who's a really awesome cabinet maker, by the way, and it took an idea from my head and it turned it into a reality. So what we have right here is an actual reality. It's amazing. Heck, I even use a bottle cap for one of my keychains right there, and I'm actually going to make some bottle caps that say, bottle caps for mad science keychains, you know? All made out of recyclables and things like that. So what you're seeing inside this thing right here is the most valuable bottle cap ever. And at some point in time, I'll never sell this thing. But at some point in time, I might just give this to somebody. All right? because it's really valuable, and if I know that it's going to go to a good home, I might just very well be willing to give it to somebody. So anyway, we can put bottle caps with our pennies in the bucket, and we're going to show you something really cool. If you wonder why I keep looking over there, it's because that's where I am on the screen. It's just this bad habit I got, looking that way when I'm supposed to be talking that way. That's terrible video. That's why I say I need a cameraman or a camerawoman. You know, hey, it doesn't matter. You can hold her steady, and we're good. All right. So, bottle cap in the bucket. If you see one of these buckets laying somewhere, and you want to help me out to take the first step, throw a positive pebble out there in the pond to see whether or not this crazy old mad science guy can actually turn this bucket made out of recyclable into some sort of way to fund alternative research. And not only that, something really cool. And so with that said, If I can accomplish this by myself with this particular campaign, there's 10 of these buckets in existence right now. Alright, if I take these buckets, and I ain't asking you to bring me no money, what I'm asking you is if you're going to throw it in the trash anyway, drop it in the bucket. And then give me some time. When I get this bucket back, I'll empty it out and I'll start working on some projects to show you. And when I come out the other side, I hope to make you smile. Not only that, I can put this bucket right back and recycle it back into the process so that we can get more bottle caps. More pennies in the bucket. Alright? So, anyway, if you happen to see one of these laying around somewhere, hey, and if you think you like this idea and you want to acquire this idea for your own, then tell you what. Go over there to Uline. They sell these real beautiful red buckets. That's like $5.50 I paid per bucket. Got 10 of them. And these lids right here were a dollar something a piece, and I had to cut the hole in the top so you put the bottle cap in, but nonetheless, so, you know, that's about in between $8 to $10 a bucket. So, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm putting some money on the table so I can show you what I'm talking about. And all I'm asking is that if you happen to be by the trash can, you see one of these doggone buckets laying down there, think about whether or not you want to support mad science or throw it into trash, which would then eventually end up in the landfill somewhere, plugging up, you know, the land down there, when in turn, you could take that bottle cap and actually throw it in there like a pebble in the pond and try to make our world better. Because if I'm successful in what I'm talking about doing, then ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to be pleased. Imagine a day when instead of paying the trash man to take away your trash, the trash man actually gives you a little bit of money back for your efforts in, you know, taking away your trash. Because in every single industry out there, it doesn't even matter whether it's the food industry, the medical industry, any industry out there that you can possibly imagine, there's a way to safely recycle everything. There's a way, look, nature doesn't waste nothing. So why do we, the people, waste things? If we take this concept, and I can lead by example and show everybody what it is that I'm talking about with all these buckets. Look at all these buckets, folks. Look at that. They're all over my lab here. They're down there on the floor. I ain't got no room to work, so I got to get these out there for somebody willing to sponsor me by not paying me nothing. Just allowing me a little bit of space on the floor next to the receptacle that you normally would have thrown your garbage in. And maybe someday, when I'm successful in what I'm doing, I can actually show these businesses how to, instead of having to pay a trash bill, actually generate revenue with the garbage that people throw away. See, I mentioned nature doesn't waste anything, and nature doesn't. Nature recycles everything back into the system. There's no chemicals that we ever put together that nature can't break back down and put into its proper place and mix it with other things. You know, it's amazing. The world that we live in is so incredibly amazing. And so nature's working overtime trying to keep up with man. Well, I'm thinking it's about time maybe we men and women out here, wonderful people around the world, start showing nature our love and start doing things that are actually going to benefit the world. And I mean the entire world. Folks, if you get out there and you Google up plastic pollution, I'm going to bring you over here for a second. It's not a fear monger thing, it's a reality thing, and so I want you to see this. Look, there's photo after photo after photo of trash that either washed up somewhere, somebody just threw out on a beach, and, you know, you're talking lots and lots of plastic. That out there is a valuable resource, very valuable resource that can be saved. There's nothing out there that nature doesn't recycle. See, I gotta get me a cameraman. Or camerawoman, whatever. Whatever works. Alright, I'll just stay right there. And we'll deal with it, alright? It's that doggone... There we go. Alright, so, Mad Science. Shaziz.com, ShazizRadio.com. If you would get on Shaziz.com, it'll take you to every link to everything I got out there. Alright? And these buckets right here, I hope to launch a campaign to teach the world something really amazing. Alright? I hope to launch a campaign that will show the world how to help us show the world how to turn trash into a real solution. If this can fund my research, ladies and gentlemen, and people actually follow that deal that I'm about to show to everybody, you might be very happy. You might have a huge smile on your face, running around hugging everybody, smiling people, making everybody in the world happy and all that kind of jazz, and that'd be cool, wouldn't it? Alright. So, there's a whole lot of problems in the world. I can't tackle them all by myself, but with you and you and you and everybody else out there, we all start doing something simple like this, and I'll show you how to turn trash into treasure. And I think that we'll make a good Lord up there a happy camper. I think that for all the blessings that we've been given, we start cleaning up this beautiful earth that we're living on, and we start helping each other out, and those ideas start flowing. Like I said, an idea is just an idea until it's acted upon. Everything that has to do with science out there, as far as I'm concerned, real science, mad science. Mad science is because the real science kind of dropped the ball. But they'll catch up eventually when they see what we got going on. But this right here came from right here. And now, it's so valuable that it's going to go out there and it's going to do something really profound. Something really amazing. And maybe, who knows, this thing might travel the world. These buckets right here might make their way around. And they might actually be like bunnies, and the next thing you know, you only got 2 buckets, and then you got 10 buckets, and then you got 20 buckets, and then you got 1,000,000 buckets. And then the buckets just keep on growing out there. If this works in my little wonderful community that I live in, there's some really wonderful people where I live. And these people, they treat each other like family, like the world should. I love the town that I live in. And so with that said, I love the country that I live in. And I love the fact that we have the power in our hands right now, if we choose to do so, we can make this world a better place for not just us, but our future generations to come. And I would like all my grandchildren and their grandchildren to grow up in a beautiful world. I'd like to take every bit of science and knowledge that I've acquired throughout my 53 years of life and put it to the test. the science to do its own work. The actions will sell themselves. This is made out of recycled material. Got a number 2 on the bottom. And you'll have to look it up to all the different types of plastics out there. You have to look it up. There's the scale out there. It tells you which ones is which. But for right now, we're going to start off with bottle caps and we're going to work our way up, solving one problem in the world. And hopefully, that seed starts to grow and spreads out all over the world. And hopefully, when people who would normally try to recycle will be even harder, more inspired to do so, but in a slightly better manner than they did before. And those who didn't normally recycle would now find out that it is actually beneficial financially and for our world at the same time. The ideas are up here. Now help me get them out there. Peace and love, everybody. You take care.
Alright, so somebody please tell me what was wrong with that video. Why was it worthy of 2 thumbs down? Is it just I got trolls out there? Anyway, you heard the very first podcast where the guy's pointing out about the liars that go out there and make all the fake alternative or free energy videos. And those free energy videos, they get top billing on there because of the fact that they get thousands and thousands of views. Some of these channels that specifically fake free energy devices, they're ad farms. They got like 10, 15 ads on one video. And so you sit through and watch this guy make this bogus device. He's got hundreds of thousands of views on it. Plus he's got all these doggone ads all over this thing. Now, I just don't get it. I don't understand. On one hand, the world says they want clean, renewable, alternative energy sources. On the other hand, I can see the point of why these people do what it is that they do, because YouTube makes it so incredibly easy for these fraudsters to get out there and basically make everyone who's really doing research look bad. Because now you say free energy, you're automatically a nutcase right out of the gate. You know, when I talk about free energy, I don't think most folks understand what it is that I'm actually saying. Now see, according to the laws of thermodynamics and conservation of energy and all that kind of jazz, energy can neither be created nor destroyed, and you can't get something for nothing, and so on down the line. Basically, the laws of thermodynamics and conservation of energy basically says that you can't make perpetual motion possible or whatever. So, if you go to the patent office, they won't patent anything that has any claim to perpetual motion or free energy devices of such. It doesn't matter. Actually, it does matter, but nonetheless, the thing is, the way that the laws of physics are written up, and the way that people read them, and they're under the impression that there's no way you can get free energy. No way. It doesn't explain how it is that you can get more power out of the sun on a minute-by-minute basis than your solar panels can even handle. You've got a lot of heat on those solar panels. You've got a lot of energy being pushed to those solar panels, and you have to have a regulator put on those solar panels so that your batteries don't overcharge and destroy themselves. So you're actually collecting more energy than you can use. A whole lot more energy than you can use. Now, if those solar panels were used in a different manner than what they are right now, if instead of trying to hold those solar panels back to what they could actually accomplish, you had a storage system that you could grab up all that energy, store it, let that energy bleed off into your battery banks naturally, and now your battery banks will stay running full time so that you got on-time power, on-time demand. But the key is, you could store enough energy during one night to last you through the entire week. But that's not the way it's done. There's so much resistance in the way that the circuitry is designed to regulate the system that you can't get enough energy to run these things without things getting hot or whatever, and it's just done wrong, period. It's simple as that. It's just done wrong. Now, one single 40-watt solar panel has more power than you can imagine. It's an incredible... And I'm going to have to do a video. I'm just going to have to do a video and show people what it is I'm talking about. But even when I do that video, somebody's going to point out, oh, you got this hidden and you got that hidden and that's bogus and that, without ever taking and replicating the video and testing it to see whether or not what I say is factual. They'll just come in there, thumb you down, tell you how stupid you are, it's against the laws of physics, it's against thermodynamics, blah, blah, and it goes nowhere. The world says that they want clean, renewable, alternative energy sources, but the world has been so indoctrinated into believing that things are not possible without the man. You can't do it without the power company. You can't do it without the government. You can't do it without the corporations. You have to have all these entities to be taking care of you, which is, it's a lie. It's all based on bogus science. It's all a lie. The laws of physics don't have to be a brick wall. They can be your best friend. If you understand what the laws of physics are stating, then you can use those same laws of physics to your advantage. You know what this causes that to do and what that causes that to do and vice versa. And you can use them like gears in a machine. You can turn things on when you want using this effect, and you can turn things on off when you want with that effect. So on down the line. You can generate heat a lot more efficiently than you do now with the resistive elements that we've got. It's unlimited of the capabilities, the possibilities, if you take the time to re-engineer things. I'm not talking about reinventing the wheel. I'm just talking about making things more efficiently, making them better, making them be able to get their maximum efficiency out of them, the maximum potential. And so, you know, that to me, if you got something that is incredibly efficient, and it's running off of solar, it's running off of wind, it's running off of thermal, all the different natural energies that are out there, even man-made and whatever, radio waves, cosmic rays or whatever, and even atmospheric energy. Now, this guy made poo-poo the doggone atmospheric energy, but there's a group out there called the Atmospheric Group. There's another name for them as well, but I've talked about them in prior shows. But they've got these 200-foot towers up in the air with the wire that has carbon nanofibers on there that help to pick up static energy and brings it down, puts it into a capacitor bank. They're pulling over 2,000 volts out of the air and pumping them down into a capacitor bank and coming out the other side with 9,000 volts. 9,000 volts is a lot of power. And if you understand how to use that 9,000 volts, well, you've got free energy, flat out. It's all energy is the same. Every bit of it's the same. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about static electricity or AC current or DC current. However you generate this power, it's all the same. It's the same energy. It's either moving faster or slower than one other, different frequency ranges. But either way, understandable, you can see why it is that a guy like me would get discouraged and want to just up and throw your hands up in the air and walk away, because it's ridiculous. It costs a lot of money to do what it is that I do. You know, I'm holding this network together with duct tape and baling wire. And I don't go out and ask people for money. You know, I do have a donation link on the doggone deal because some folks told me that, you know, wouldn't leave me alone until I put one on there. But nonetheless, it's not what I'm about. And it never has been what I'm about. And this particular video talks about how I'm not asking you to donate money. I'm asking you to take your trash that you was going to throw in the trash anyway that would otherwise end up in the landfill. You're going to throw it away anyway. Throw it in this bucket. And then I will do a bunch of research and make things out of this. I will show you how you can turn trash into treasure. So I can't for the life of me see why anyone would even want to thumb that video down, because there wasn't no obscenity in there, no foul language, no controversial subjects, not talking bad about nobody, just trying to get a point across, trying to start off a campaign to clean up our world. They said there's a mess of plastic floating around out there in the ocean three times the size of France. That's pretty doggone big. That's a lot of resource out there. Not to mention all the trash that goes on all over this world. Every single thing in this world is recycled by nature. Some things take just a little bit longer by nature to recycle, but nonetheless, nature breaks down every single thing. Everything. And so, if you could start to slowly move society towards a zero waste project, to where you wouldn't waste anything. Everything's recycled. Food waste and everything you can imagine is recycled. And even medical waste that plastics that come out of that, things like that. There's methods by which you can actually, you know, clean that plastic. And it's what's the difference? It goes to the dump, produces a natural mess or unnatural mess in the environment, or you take the time to engineer a method by which you can actually make this safely recyclable. Common sense would dictate if you're worried about the environment to the extent of pulling resources out of the ground all the time, then why not take what we've already got available, what we've already dug up, and use it so incredibly efficient that there is no waste anymore? You can turn what was garbage in the doggone restaurants when people scrape off their plates and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff right there could actually be recycled and turned into fertilizers. Or methane gas, for that matter. There's all kinds of different possibilities. It's just whether or not... people always try to come up with the deal that it's either too expensive, or it's too much trouble, or whatever. And those same people that talk about how it's too expensive or too much trouble are sitting there lobbying Congress and the Senate to get rid of your plastic straws, because plastic straws are... There's a place, I can't remember which state it is, but they're talking about a $600 or $800 fine for a plastic straw. Think about that. It's too small to recycle. Plastic bags, too difficult to recycle. Ain't nothing too difficult to recycle. And they talk about the bottle caps. There were states that were rejecting the bottle caps. You had to take the bottle caps off, because if you didn't take the bottle caps off, they were dangerous, is what they said. It caused the machines to clog up and can get people hurt. So you had to take the bottle caps off, and they wouldn't accept bottle caps. Too small. So you put the bottle in the recycling deal, and you send it on down the road. So what happens to the bottle cap? Well, it goes to the landfill or ends up in the ocean. Every single thing can have a specifically engineered machine to grind up even the tiniest parts, put it into what would be classified as premium recyclables, turn back into other useful products, there's different types of plastics out there. And these different types of plastics, some are food grade plastics, some are just for chemicals, some are just for, you know, whatever use. But these buckets that I got from Uline, they're made out of recycled plastic. And if I can get these doggone things to do some work, then they went from the bottle caps or HDP plastic that they came from, and they went out there to help to clean the world up again. But I sent this message out to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and all over the place. And the kind of response that I've seen so far has just been really seriously disappointing. You know, it's not that look, folks, I keep telling everybody, I'm not in this to get famous. I'm not in to get rich. I'm not looking for fame, fortune, and notoriety and all that things. But why would I want to sit around and waste my time trying to do something positive to the world, only to be discouraged by videos like the one on Electro Boom, or YouTube's algorithm that pushes videos like mine and small channels down to the dirt while pushing all these other foul-mouthed heathens that are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. If I wanted to take and send my videos viral, all I'd have to do is get on there and do something just totally ridiculous, totally just stupid, and act like a doggone fool, and I would get the attention. That's what YouTube promotes. YouTube don't promote people out there thinking and trying to create, unless you've got these big channels that have, you know, the high budgets where they can go out and afford to do all kinds of stuff, and they put out all these, you know, really well-produced videos. It's YouTube's not the place. And Twitch TV, that's just kind of like encroaching on the gamers community, and so that I didn't expect to go anywhere to begin with. But if you get on Twitch TV and you do something nasty or crazy, then you can get partnered with them, and you can get all kinds of video views and followers and make money hand over fist on there. There's people making ridiculous amounts of money doing that kind of stuff. And Facebook itself, outside of being a good spy network for the government and, you know, the alphabet soup agencies, well, that thing's about worthless as all get out. Says I got 800 and some odd friends, or 500 and some odd friends, I think, on there. And if you can't get anyone to be able to focus long enough to see a video come through from you or something like that and want to share it, it's not going anywhere. I can shout it to all four points of the compass that energy is free, but if ain't nobody willing to get out there and share or watch or take the time to throw a thumbs up, and somebody threw a thumb up on her, so I'm up to 10 thumbs up now. Ain't that cool? I love that. 85 views, you know, out of 8,600 and some odd subscribers. It's discouraging. And I often wonder whether or not it's intentional that, you know, any ideas, any free thinkers out there would get pushed down to the dirt. Because I've emailed senators and congressmen and different agencies to talk about solutions to all kinds of things that they said were problems in the world. And I, to this very day, have got not one single response. Not one. So the representation that you have in the government and the corporations and the agencies that are out there, supposed to be like the environmental or energy departments, they don't care. They just don't care. They don't want to hear nothing you got to say, and chances are they probably got tons and tons and tons of emails, so they'll never see your email anyway. And those tons of emails are probably environmental activists that are hassling them to the extent that they don't want to pay attention to any of their emails, and so it's counterproductive. The environmentalists say they want to fix the world, but they are stomping on the necks of people like myself that are out there really trying to fix the world. the networks that we got, People for People Network, are some wonderful, loving individuals, man. Awesome people. Shaziz Radio and all the other affiliated networks that rebroadcast out there, the people listening in, these are the real dream team. These are the real people. But out there in the bogus, I don't know what you want to call it, the Facebook, Twitter society out there, these people are too distracted with watching dumb things, ridiculous things. Every once in a while, to make themselves feel good, they might pass on some environmental thing. Or if they see something tragic, they might jump on there with a heartfelt deal or whatever. But when it comes down to actual solutions and getting up and doing something to resolve the problems that the world claims that we have, very few and far in between will you find those willing to go the distance. And honestly, not to toot my own horn, but folks, I honestly believe that I've been going the distance. I spent tons and tons of money. I've had a couple wonderful people here recently that's helped me out to speed some things up, and we actually got some things accomplished, and it's amazing. I've actually got my little circle of the dream team going on, and we're making things happen. It's not happening as fast as I'd like because of all kinds of factors that are at play, such as the expense of things, or that people, whenever you ask them to build things, they don't really want to get too much effort into it quality-wise. And so you end up with a project that isn't as efficient as it could be if it was done properly from the get-go. Either somebody wants to re-engineer your design, or they want to just slap it together real quickly, take the money and run. And this is, you know, look, it's really troubling. It's really troubling. I want to fix this world. I honestly really do love the world that we live in. I love the people. And I think that I have put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of my own finances and personal life into this goal of trying to help out. But I'm just one guy, all right? Without the dream team, I put a few videos out. They'll get a few views. You know, we'll raise a little bit of awareness. If you don't like mine, honestly, if you don't like my videos, or if you don't like what I'm saying on the radio show, go out there and build a network. Start bringing people in. Start getting things resolved. It doesn't matter how we get to the end of the road, as long as everybody who can is pitching in and doing something to bring awareness to problems in the world, but not just bringing awareness to it, but bringing solutions to the tables, ideas and solutions. That's what Shaziz Radio Network was built for. Shaziz Radio Network and Mad Science and all the things that you see that I'm into and trying to use this internet for is to bring people to the table, to get the free thinkers of the world to open their minds to possibilities, to look past of the indoctrination of the school system, to look past the lies of the government, of the propaganda, of the corporations. You know, there are medicines out there that get ignored. There are people dying on a regular basis, needlessly, when the science is there to heal them. In the natural sciences, there are tons and tons and tons of medicine that nature has already provided, that the Native Americans have already discovered, or just people from different cultures have already discovered throughout the generations of their lifetimes. And yet, because of profit and money and everything, people out there want to be greedy and they want to try to make a fortune and build an empire. They suppress ideas from people like you and I. They don't want people who think for themselves. They want to control the internet. They want to control the people of the world. They want to control you. AKA, that's why Facebook is what Facebook is. They've been spying on people. They want to know what you're doing in case you step out of line and they got something to hold against you. They copy everything that you do. And if you don't read the terms of service, they even turn your camera and your microphone on and listen in on your private conversations without any type of warrant. The governments and the companies out there can listen in and spy on you. Oh, what's wrong with that? Seriously. If a guy like me, I think I'm a pretty nice guy. Honestly, I think I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think I'm pretty fair to people. I think I'm pretty loving, kind of character. I stay consistent. If you go back and you listen to me back then, and you come up and listen to me now, I think I've done the same thing that I've been doing back then. I just try to put more information on the table as I find it, and I try to do what I can to help this world out because I believe in the dream. I honestly believe that we can fix this mess if we can get the world motivated to want to do so. You got people out there trying to destroy the weather. The weather. I said where because I'm reading a deal that was in People Radio Network. Somebody posted something, winter weather warfare engineering a bomb cyclone. People out there in the mainstream science tampering with nature, spraying crud in the air under the guise of supposedly cooling the planet down for climate change, and wondering why it's so doggone cold in certain places. See, this is why mad science exists. Because of the ridiculousness that you have to contend with on a regular basis. And I'm shouting all four points of the compass. There's a solution, there's a solution, there's a solution. I sound like a ding old madman over here going freaking crazy, running around in circles trying to tell the world we can fix this problem. And how in the heck are we going to fix this problem when we got jerks out there faking free energy devices? I mean, not by the ones, but by the tens of thousands, if not millions of videos ahead of mine. And it makes me look stupid. Because if I'm sitting here doing something real and clean, renewable, alternative energy, and I got get on YouTube and search up free energy, and I'm nowhere near this list, you could keep on scrolling down, and unless you specifically put a name of my video or me in there, it's not going to show up. And then when people do click on it, they're going to already assume, because they've already seen, that that everything that I show them is bogus. And so they're going to discount it right out of the gate. And people on Facebook are too doggone wrapped up in their dramas and their whatever the heck is going on, playing Candy Crush or some sort of weird game on there, wasting hours and hours, if not days, of their life while sitting around becoming obese and just dying right there on the couch instead of trying to do anything to make their life or the world better. Folks, the internet is killing people. The internet is killing ideas, it's killing dreams, it's turning into a cesspool. And without good people, like the people over at People for People Radio Network or Shaziz.com or all the other affiliated networks, without the people that are actually listening in on this show, without you, this world is screwed. If you don't keep doing what it is that you're doing in some form or fashion to try to put good information out there to the world, this world is screwed. And I hate to be so rude about it, but it's the truth. Because they're doing everything they can to shut people like me down. They're doing everything they can to quiet me down. They're doing everything they can to suppress links or whatever. You can't sit there and tell me that a man's got 8,600 and some odd subscribers and only 85 views on a video. I got videos several months back that only have 131 views on there. There's a whole series of how far can we push efficiency that shows some really good information. And between the thumbs downers and the doggone suppression and all the craziness and the people that think they're educated, the indoctrination and the college zit-faced geeks coming out there to badmouth you and tell you how stupid you are because they believe that they know the thermal laws of physics or thermodynamics and all that, that it's going to discount. They're just mockingbird repeating what they heard in science class. They're just mockingbird here repeating what they heard from somebody else that they believe to be educated, and not one of them ever took the time to try what I showed them, to test it, to come out with their results. I would have so much respect for anybody who could debunk anything I said if they came out with an actual intellectual video that showed their research. But they don't. They don't. Instead, they come in there, they call me filthy names, they thumb my video down, and I can't tell you how many doggone comments that I delete on a regular basis, because it ain't fair for the good people of that really watch my stuff, that really care about it. It's not fair for those people to come in there and see that filth. And so, because I have access to delete those, and in the chat rooms over here at ShazizRadio.com, when people come in there and they start cussing and foul mouthing and talking smack, I delete that comment, and I'll tell them why. It's not because I'm trying to be a censorship jerk. It's because we got a family going on here, and I don't want people coming over there trashing on my family. It's as simple as that. I get riled up. And I get riled up, I think, for a really good reason. Anon3876 said in the chat room, there is a balance in the universe. For every negative, there is an equal and opposite positive energy. It is up to us to make this positive energy manifest in our reality. And if we can do it, then that right there ought to tell you something. If we have the power to manifest all the good things that we want in this world, I throw out a smiley face, I'm throwing out some love. You throw out a smiley face, you're doing the same thing. If you look at that video, the thumbnail on it says it begins and has a smiley face right there. And throughout that entire video, I'm sitting there and I'm telling people we got hope, we got solutions. I don't know what to do, people. Honestly, I do not know what to do. People said that there were problems in the world. I saw the videos of the problems and I come up with solutions, and I tried to contact senators. I tried to contact congressmen. I tried to contact anybody who had a voice out there in the real world. And to this very day, for every single thing, with exception of two presidents that sent me a letter in the mail. I got a return letter from Bill Clinton, and I got one from George Bush. And from what I understand, it's one of those carbon copy stamped on signatures that somebody that wasn't the president wrote up. So I didn't even get a reply from the man himself. I've been told I can't talk to the president. He's not available. I've been told so many things on why it is that I can't do what it is that I want to do. Nobody wants to hear it that is in the Senate, the Congress, anywhere. And so, if these folks had the podium out there in front of all the mainstream media, and they come out there and say, hey, there's this guy with a really good idea, I think we should hear him out, then, man, we could get this done overnight. But it won't happen like that. The only way to get the message out to the people is under the system, under the table, and send it out to all your friends and your family and their family and their family and show them. If they will take the time to look at the information presented to them and act upon it, we don't need the government. We don't need the corporations. We don't need mainstream science who quite literally sold their souls to the devil, so to speak. We don't need the mainstream science that sits out there and lies and propagandizes just to get the government grants. And I sent a letter to Senator Rand Paul. And he was talking about lobsters. People were wasting money, millions of dollars wasted on fancy dinners for senators and congressmen. And I said to the Rand Paul, I said, with a small fraction of that budget, I could solve real problems, real time. And that's why it disgusts me. Because if they can sit up there and eat high on the hog and spend millions of dollars eating lobster, things that you and I can't afford, and I'm not into class warfare, I'm just saying that if this representation out there can't eat a peanut butter sandwich like you're eating, they gotta eat lobster on your tax dollar, and all the mainstream scientists who lie about climate change and global warming get this big old fat budget from the government, and a guy like me sitting here saying, you should give me a little bit of that doggone government grant, and I'll show you actual results, and we will fix this problem that you say we got. Now you tell me why it is a guy like myself shouldn't get angry about that. Tell me why I shouldn't be angry that some mainstream science can get millions of dollars to research a slug when they're talking about telling you and me to reduce our carbon footprint. We got to go do this and we got to do that. We got to pay extra taxes and we got to not put our solar panels up because it might disrupt the electrical system or whatever. They're telling us to reduce ours while giving this other liar money, and you're gonna sit there and offer them a real result, and that's, now you know why I call it mad science. It's aggravating. It's really aggravating, and I'm saying just stop it. Just stop it already. All you people out there faking alternative energy or free energy devices to try to get clicks and views, you're killing the world. You're killing the world. And all you people out there that come in there foul-mouthing me and thumbing me down and discouraging me from doing what it is that I think is necessary to try to show the world that we really have real science, real solutions, and one of these days I might just give up and walk away, you're killing the world. All you so-called environmentalists that spend all your time emailing congressmen and senators, wasting your doggone time instead of helping promote guys like myself, you're killing the world. Every last one of you standing out there with a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees and not actually doing anything like planting a tree, you're killing the world. You can go out there and protest the government all you want. They love it because you're making them money. But if you want to really win this war against humanity, then you're going to have to stand side by side with your brothers and sisters, and you're going to have to support them with something as simple as a smiley face or passing a link. And if you're not willing to do that, if you're not willing to go the distance, the extra 2 or 3 seconds that it takes to cut and paste and copy and send it over to all your contacts and your friends, then you're killing the world. Ain't no sense in sitting around complaining about things if we don't intend on fixing them. No sense. There are a lot of good-hearted, loving individuals on a daily basis that are doing every single thing that they can to try to put good information on the table. to try to help each other out, to support one another, and do everything that they can to make our world a better place. But they're outnumbered by the majority of people out there playing Pokemon Go, walking off a cliff, or running into a street sign. Now, I don't know how to wake them people up. But if you're awake right now, waking up, and you're still listening into what I got to say, I need your help, and I need your help big time. Copy some links, paste some links, throw on a t-shirt with a mad science thing on there and tell people there's some truth out here. There's some real truth. It ain't this bogus free energy that YouTube promotes. It's real, natural, what nature has already provided. Tapping into it in a responsible, respectful manner, working in perfect harmony with nature, and engineering, specifically engineering our machinery to be incredibly efficient and clean. It can be done. You know, I just don't know what to say. Sometimes I think I'm going to give myself an aneurysm. Scotty Sovereign in TCT chat room says the Big Rock has a population of men and women who thoughts have been suppressed as equally anyone with an alternative view or thought are also suppressed, but we got to keep on keeping on. Don't lose faith. The light shall break through the darkness soon. I agree, brother. I agree, and I thank you for that comment. See, that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about. That's what happens here at Shaziz Radio and People for People Radio Network. You know, we do what we can. We do what we can. And sometimes when we don't think we got enough, we push ourselves even farther. You go watch that video for me. Take a real good long look at it. I paid for those buckets. And other people helped me pay for other projects. And I took the time to put them together. And with or without the world's support, I'm going to do it in my own community. And if anything at all, on a small scale, I will accomplish what exactly is that I said I was going to do in that video. One thing you'll find out about me, when I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. That's flat out. I'm trying to do whatever I can to try to make the world that my grandchildren are going to grow up in a better world. I get angry, I get frustrated. After doing so much, you think, wonder where the gratitude went. Wonder where the people who really care about the environment went. There's people out there all day long, every day, posting tons and tons of sad stories about the world being so messed up. And yet, are they willing to take the time to roll up their sleeves, maybe possibly get their hands dirty? If they're worried about getting their hands dirty, they make some really nice gloves these days, some really sturdy gloves. And get in there. You see it laying on the side of the road and you walk past it? Why? Pick it up. It's a valuable resource. I don't know how loud I can possibly shout. I shout it from the highest mountain. And if they'd ever put me up in front of the Senate or Congress, I would have them in the fetal position by the time I was done talking to those individuals for telling them why it is that they have dropped the ball. They got paid to go up there and represent the people, and instead of representing the people, what are they talking about? It's ridiculousness. There is no representation in Congress or Senate. They don't represent the people. They represent the special interest. They represent the squeakiest wheel. Maybe that's what I need to do. Go up there and stand next to the White House and be the squeakiest wheel. I guarantee you I'll get greased. Because the moment the CIA hears me talking about free energy, they're going to already have me labeled as a crackpot because YouTube made it possible to prove me a crackpot. Facebook made it possible to prove me a crackpot. Twitter made it possible to prove me a crackpot. And all the individuals out there that spent all their time trolling me and calling me everything under the sun made it possible for me to be called a crackpot. So all the other people who are really not sure whether or not I'm a crackpot are going to look at me like I'm a crackpot. So standing next to the White House saying free energy is real, I should do it. I should take my shirt that I got on my back. If I could get there, I'd stand right out there in front of the White House. Stand up there on, I'll get me a soapbox like my friend said. That was probably one of the most insulting things that my friend ever said to me. He said, "You're standing on a soapbox. You don't get nothing done." He's still my friend. But it's still the most insulting thing anybody ever said to me, because I don't think I'm standing on top of a soapbox. I'm standing out here pouring out my heart, hoping that it'll inspire somebody to send the message on down the road that we can fix this mess that we call our world, our society. We can fix it. But we can't do it as long as all this craziness is allowed to go on. I don't know how much money these individuals out there make faking these videos, but I can tell you there's 10 doggone commercials on every single video. I don't even know how they got by with that. But it's an ad farm. They're getting hundreds of thousands of views, so some of these folks must be have some pretty fat old bank accounts by now. That's all I can say. And the guy that says, you know, I'm going to go out and fund my research with other people's trash just to try to lead by example, that's what I got. Nothing. So, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't want to hear a crazy-haired guy shouting about mad science. I'm sure that I probably ruined a few days. I'm sure that I probably lost a few subscribers. But it don't matter. It just don't matter. It don't matter if you got 8,600 and some odd subscribers if you don't get the information out to as many people in that subscribership as possible. It don't matter if they don't take and work, at least try to test what it is you're showing them and come back with their results in another video. Troubleshooting, working together, virtual labs. A9387 said fascism at work. I'm believing it. I am believing it. I'm trying. Honestly, I'm trying. I'm trying to maintain my calm. I'm trying to maintain my cool. I'm trying to maintain my motivation. I'm trying to not get discouraged by the system or the people. I feel for the good people of the world. The good people of the world who've been misguided and told that things aren't possible. I explained to somebody in graphic detail how to build an engine, how to specifically engineer an engine that would run on pure distilled water, because the physics are there. And what I got in return was a video called Bollocks, whatever that is. I don't know. That's what I got in return. Instead of listening to what I was trying to say, I know that water is a liquid and can't be compressed. I get that. But you can change the state of matter of water. You can boil the water into steam, and now it's no longer a liquid. Now it's a gas, which now makes it compressible. You can use radio frequencies to crack the hydrogen and oxygen, separate the water molecule. And so with all that, and all the best of all the different technologies in the internal combustion engine, everything from compression, ignition, to diesel technology, or whatever, it's all there. It's all there. And if you specifically engineer that engine to run off of any type of fuel, it will run off of that type of fuel. They say water is hydrogen and oxygen. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. So, wouldn't that mean that when those two, which we know are separate, hydrogen is highly implosive and oxygen is explosive, really powerful? And then when you separate the two, you get electrical charge released from it. So if you're able to efficiently separate the hydrogen and oxygen on demand, science says it takes three things to start a fire. It takes oxygen, it takes a fuel source, and it takes an ignition source. All three of which is in the water molecule. And the water molecule is so incredibly stable that outside of getting dirt stuck to it, mixed in with it, the water molecule is so incredibly stable, it cannot be destroyed. It's amazing. It's like a miracle. We've got 3/4 covered in water is what they say this earth is. Do you realize how much power that is just in water alone? That's not counting the wind. That's not counting the sun. And they want to sit there and try to say there ain't no such thing as free energy. And they want to try to say, well, you know, using electrolysis, it takes too much power to separate the... Shut up, stupid. Electrolysis is the most inefficient way to separate hydrogen and oxygen. Plus, it's messy. There are other methods by which to do this. And we've talked about them here on Mad Science. And every time that you come across anything and you start trying to talk, either somebody wants to try to sound more intelligent than you and try to talk you down and tell you why it is you don't know what you're talking about, or when you ask them to help you with a project, they decide it's necessary for them to re-engineer the design that's coming out of your mind. I got a piece of puzzle in my head that was designed a specific way. If I put my piece of puzzle on the table and you re-engineer my piece of the puzzle, it's no longer my piece of the puzzle, and it doesn't work. It does not fit. I studied and I read book after book and watched video after video, and I spent hours and hours and days and months and years studying every single thing possible about every single alternative energy device known to man. I studied and learned everything that there is to know about free energy. And I'm trying desperately to put it out there a piece at a time so people will take these ideas and run with it. Steal the idea, please. Steal the idea, run with it, claim it for yourself. Patent it, get rich off of it, do whatever, but just take the idea and use it. Run with it. Knowledge ain't no good if it's crammed inside one crazy old man's head and it can't get out and be useful for something. So I throw it on the Mad Science YouTube channel. I throw it on Shazoo's radio. I'm putting it on Twitch TV live stream. I'm going to try to do a YouTube live stream. But I might have to do like all the other dirty, rotten individuals out there. If I'm going to have to like tolerate all the shenanigans and take the beatings, I'm going to have to monetize everything under the sun. Which ain't fair to the people that I've been around that love me and been loyal and friends and my YouTube family. I don't want nobody to have to pay for something that should be free. It was free out there already. And these folks, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. It's insane. And I'm thinking, this has to be intentional. This has to be flat out intentional. There's no reason why somebody who has over and over and over again stayed consistent, kept on moving forward, pushing forward, making video after video after video. For Pete's sake, there's 286 videos on that YouTube channel. 286. Granted, some of them probably are terrible videos. I'm not a video genius, I wouldn't say, but there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. But out of 286 videos, the only one that really took traction was the redneck wind turbine. And that one got a lot of views on there. A lot of criticism. You can go back there. I left that one alone. I bet you could read a lot of comments on there that's just pretty bad. It's alright. You add redneck to it. That's why I need to put redneck on everything. Redneck this, redneck that. I'll be the most hated YouTube channel on the planet. You know, if I really seriously wanted to troll YouTube, I'd be the king of trolls. Because I know how the system works. I lived through the troll wars back in the day, and I saw it. I saw it all firsthand. I saw how they were doing things. I saw how they were manipulating video views. I saw how they went out and paid companies for subscribers, and how they went out and paid for video views, and how they used to do things on there. There would be people that had said they had 50 to 100,000 subscribers. They were at the top, and they'd get on there and they'd say filthy stuff. And they were saying it to kids. And they got by with it. Channels like mine had to come out there and try to figure out how to honestly get subscribers. And it was terrible. And so if you go back and look at how long I've actually been on YouTube, every single one of those subscribers that I got on my YouTube channel, I got the hard way. Flat out. I got the good old fashioned way. Just talking to people. Just putting things out. Word of mouth. And that is the only way that this is ever going to succeed. Even if it isn't me you support, if you're doing the same thing and you're trying to, I'll come over and support you. I put your YouTube channel on the front of my doggone deal and my suggested channels. And that way anybody that comes to see me will see you as well. And I'll try to shift as many doggone subscribers over to your network and to your YouTube channel as long as people's getting the information. I don't care where it comes from. I'm not trying to lie to nobody. Not trying to steal from nobody. Not trying to scam anybody. But this system that we find ourselves in, YouTube is killing YouTube. It ain't YouTube anymore, it's TheyTube. And the people out there that are doing the things that they're doing, putting all these bogus free energy devices up there, maybe if you scroll down through there and you take the time to look, you might find some pretty good ones that people thought they had a concept and they tried it and might have been something slightly wrong they got to try to solve. But those are the ones that are actually trying. And they're few and far in between, and they're surrounded by fraudsters. And Electro Boom, thank you for your 2 million listens, 2 million subscribers, and thank you for coming out and telling me I'm an idiot. I appreciate that. 2 million people, you just said, guys that believe in free energy are idiots. Well, my thing is, I don't believe you paid close enough attention in science class. I don't think you paid close enough attention to nature. I don't think you understand the true definition of free energy. Science says the sun's been burning for how many years? Well, if the sun's been burning that doggone long, how long does it take before something can be classified as free energy? You stand up there for 15 minutes with no t-shirt on in the middle of July, you're going to get sunburnt and blistered. You didn't pay for it. Well, you're sort of going to pay for it. But nonetheless, you go out there on a windy day and the dang wind blows your hair to all four points of the compass and you start looking like Shaziz on Mad Science. You didn't pay for that hair design. Nature did. It's all the ridiculousness. The people saying that there ain't no such thing as free energy when you're sitting there floating around in hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, which is our atmosphere. But there ain't no such thing as free energy. Somebody done got something wrong. So I'm going to take me a music break, man. I'll probably one of these days probably get my doggone channel whacked for playing music. But I'm going to play some music. I'm going to take me a quick break. Go out there and see if I can calm myself down, get me a fresh cup of coffee, you know. And I hope you stick with me. Listen to me mouth off some more. Who knows? Maybe I might just say something intelligent. But I'm wanting to try to do something good in this world. And I'm really honestly putting the effort. And I don't just talk about it. I do it. I get out there and I put my money where my mouth is. A couple other people has helped me out with a couple projects, and I am just truly humbled and grateful. There's three wonderful souls out there that made a huge difference in speeding the process up. And I tell you one thing, I'm going to make it worth their while because I'm going to make them proud. Folks, you're listening to Mad Science. I'm going to play a tune or two and then I'll be back to finish mouthing off. And whoever gave me that thumbs up on there, the 10 individuals on there that thumbed up my video, I love you to pieces. And whoever the two thumbs downer was, I feel sorry for you. I don't know. Just tell me one thing that's wrong with that video. Besides the shaking and the thumbnail. There's two things. There's my thumbs down. I don't know. It's not that. It's not why I feel sorry for you. Because you're supporting the same doggone system that you say you hate. You're listening to Mad Science. Stay tuned.
Can you hear me? Give my creation life!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Ah, crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends.
You got a laptop. You got a laptop.
I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
You got a laptop.
There it is.
You got a laptop.
Riddock is sick.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot.
Thank God I still got my hair! And what on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course. Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars. This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott!
What the hell is a gigawatt?
How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Doc, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Doc, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What'd you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, I heard the ruckus too. It was on Mad Science Show, man. That old crazy ear Shazoo's getting all riled up and crazy today. Don't know what's up with all that, but that's what's what. So anyway, I think I must be getting too close to the truth. Otherwise, I wouldn't be having so much a hard time and grievances come my way. You know, I know that there is no doubt in my mind that I have proven over and over and over and over again ad nauseum that energy's free. It's as simple as that. Now, getting a device put together, which I've actually put some devices together that show proof of concept of everything that I've been talking about, and when all the pieces of the puzzle actually come into play, then it'll make perfect sense. And some of those people that, you know, sitting out there trying to debunk this and that or whatever, they're probably going to have to eat a little crow before it's all said and done. Because I'll tell you one thing, if anything, this situation's motivated me to work at even harder than before. And I already know energy's free. I've actually seen things science pretty much says that, not possible. I've seen things. But nonetheless, seeing is believing and proving is another thing. But I'm going to keep it on. I'm going to keep on doing what I do. Sometimes I get aggravated by the situation because I'm thinking, you know, after a person spends so much time trying to help the world solve a problem that they said they had, and after contacting congressmen and senators and presidents and people of positions of perceived authority or whatever you want to call it, after contacting news media outlets and all these other people saying, "Hey, we got a way to fix this. We got a way to fix this. There's a solution available," and not getting one single response. Nothing. Not one response. So what are they there for? How can you get representation from somebody who won't even answer an email? You figure, with all the money they got available to them on their budget, they'd hire some people to sit around and talk to you. And say, well, you know, the president would like to talk to you, but he's really busy right at the moment. But if he ever gets a free moment, and he'll rush in here and he'll say hi to you or whatever, and you can tell him what's what. But in the meantime, I'm going to write this down and pass it on to the appropriate people. That don't happen. You call them up, they'll say what they want you to hear long enough to get you off the phone, and then that's it. They might write your number, okay, this dude called up and he said we are terrible representation, and this one said we're good. So we keep this pile over here for our next election campaign, and we'll get rid of that one over there. Either way, that's how the system works. System's broken. The doggone recycling system that we've got here in the United States and worldwide for that matter, it's broken as well. You got plastic floating around in the ocean. You got trash all up on the land. You got landfills being piled up and piled up. When a guy like myself comes along and says, you know what? Every bit of what you're throwing away is a valuable resource. Nobody wants to dig in the trash, but there are people who dig in the trash to try to recycle things in order to survive. They call them third world countries, but they're not third world countries. They're people, your brothers and sisters out there in another foreign land. And because times are hard over there, they got to do whatever's necessary to try to survive. To try to find food to put in their belly. Try to find some money to buy some food for their family. And I think that's wrong. I think when you got children crawling around in trash, nasty stuff, with God knows what in it, to try to figure out a way to survive, I think that's a crying shame. And when a guy like me recognizes that, I see that, and I step up to the plate, I say, wait, it just don't have to be like this. We can give them babies some good food. We can give them babies some fresh water and some nice clothes. You can recycle everything. Everything. There's no waste. Even the clothes on your back when you outgrow them, if they still are mendable or they're still usable, they can be washed and reused for somebody who can't afford it. But you would be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, how much stuff ends up in the trash. You would be surprised if you go to the dump, how many would have been perfectly recyclable clothing articles. Even shoes and coats and stuff end up in trash. You'd be surprised at how many tons and tons and tons of food is wasted on a daily basis. And even after it's not fit for human or animal consumption, it still could be turned into fertilizers, natural fertilizers. But yet it goes to the landfill. And it saddens my heart because I paid attention in school. And I know that there's a resolution for every single problem under the sun if we could only get the world motivated to pay attention. Now, my frustration isn't aimed at the people listening in on this show right now. My frustration is the people that aren't listening. My frustration is the people who just scoot right by a problem, pass it on to the next guy. My frustration is to those trolls that like to come out there, those hateful people that like to tell you how dumb you are. Try to discourage free thinkers from wanting to try to do something good. My frustration is focused towards the government, the system, that has failed the people. If there's children digging in the trash to try to find food, it needs to stop. They need some real food. I saw some videos that broke my heart seeing grown adults sitting around eating while the children were picking scraps up off the ground like dogs. Some folks would treat their dog better than they treat their children. And that's a crying shame. I honestly believe that we have all the gifts necessary, all the resources, to resolve all these issues that we've talked about. This bottle caps for mad science may not seem like that big of a deal, but if this bottle caps for mad science can do what I believe that that most valuable bottle cap ever has to share with the world, then I believe we can house the homeless. I believe we can heal the sick. I believe we can feed the hungry and put clothing on the backs of children who can't afford it. I believe that we can turn trash into a real solution. It's already a valuable resource. But right now, as it stands, when it's all mixed together in a sloppy mess, it's a hindrance to humanity. And it's choking our world. If we can resolve this issue that we call garbage, we can accomplish so much. So much. I do believe in the dream, people. Otherwise, I wouldn't take the time to do what it is I do. I'm 53 years old, and I don't know how long the good Lord has for me here on this earth that we're on. But I think that while I'm here, I'm going to do everything I can to make it better. And I hope that if you have the same heart that you support my efforts, simply by smiling to somebody or going out there and spreading a link or a message, I don't want to see children digging in the garbage for food. I don't want to see anybody in this world have to live in trash. Looks like Ted's calling me. How you doing there, Ted?
Hey, Shaziz, how's it going?
I don't know, you tell me.
Well, I don't know, I haven't been able to listen. I have to listen to the podcast because my phone won't stream fast enough to listen.
Alright, well, you see a crazy old mad-haired science guy named Shaziz going on a rant about how it is that I shouldn't see children digging in the garbage. And that if we went by the Zero Waste Project, there would actually be no garbage in this world. Everything's a valuable resource. Tons and tons of food are thrown away on a daily basis that, at the worst case scenario, can be turned into natural fertilizers. There's tons of wood and plastics and papers and metals, some of which, small percentage, but some of which do get recycled. But I think that if we could get the right motivation going on in this world, we could resolve it to where people in third world countries, what they like, and I hate that terminology. I despise the term third world country, because they should all be first world. They're our family. They're our brothers and sisters around the world. They should be able to have access to fresh food and water. And the reason that they don't is not because there aren't people that are lovable in this world that want to help. It's just that the system is so chaotic. It's just so messed up. People send donations to charities, and some charities are good, and some charities are just corrupt. Some charities pocket the money and ignore the poor. Now, I don't know how to resolve this outside of building an army of individuals who want to get in and roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty and actually get in there and look up and find the solutions and point them out to people. Look, this is where you could make that better for those people. If you're gonna give these people money, let's figure out a way to get these people some technology. Get them an account or something and put the money right directly in their hands so that they could buy them some food and medicines that they need. Look, there's a lot of really good charitable organizations out there, and there's a lot of really bad ones. There's a lot of governments that, maybe start off well-intentioned and failed for an astronomical amount of reasons. Mostly being corruption. There's a lot of programs out there that feed the hungry. There's a lot of people that don't know about those programs. There's a lot of grants available for research, but there's a lot of people that aren't able to fill out the paperwork to the satisfaction of the governments offering those grants. We need researchers. We need writers. We need creators. We need machinists. We need the best of the best. We need the dream team to come together and quite literally solve these problems. Lead by example. And I know it can be done. So that's why I get up here on what one of my friends calls the soapbox. And I find that to be, like I said, the most insulting comment that I'd ever received from anybody, including my friend. Because I don't think I'm standing on a soapbox. I think if I am preaching, I'm preaching common sense, peace, hope, and love. And I think that's a good thing. I think the world needs more of that. And mad science is mad science to me because the mainstream science, as far as I'm concerned, has dropped the ball and sold their soul to the devil. I mentioned earlier about, I saw a tweet from Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. And he was talking about how the Congress and the government was spending millions of dollars on lobster and all these fancy foods at fancy restaurants and talking about government waste. And I wonder how many of those people ate a part of that lobster and threw the rest in the garbage. But I said to that man, I sent him a tweet back and I said that with a fraction of that budget, I could solve real problems, real solutions, with a fraction of what was wasted. And it frustrates me that all these scientists that go out there and they do the research on slugs and crazy things, that they get these huge grants, and then people like myself, who's really honestly trying to do something, spend our time either being mocked and ridiculed by the free energy fraudsters, or people like my friend over there at Electro Boom, who has 2 million subscribers, that says that if you believe in free energy, you're an idiot. Between YouTube.
Hi, today I'd like to build a few free energy devices and prove them. If you are one of my close to 2 million.
We already heard what you said. We don't need to hear it again. But anyway,
what's that?
Electro Boom. It's a channel out there. I used to like this channel. I promoted this channel. And now he's getting up there basically telling people like that believe like I do about energy being free or are stupid because of all these people who put out these fake free energy devices. And they get, the people putting out the fake free energy devices are getting thousands and thousands of views. And they're like 10 ads on one doggone video. And I'm getting like 85 views.
Yo, Shaziz, have you looked into this group, World Improvement Through the Spirit Ministries?
Nope.
It's like they got this bunch of YouTube channels and stuff there, and I think they're the ones that released the QEG quantum energy generator like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they kind of disappeared off the face of the earth, and then a whole bunch of people started releasing all that QEG stuff, and I think it was all a big scam. But I think that they might have been the first people that put it out, and it might have been working. And then upon people realizing it was working, it had to be kind of eliminated and then covered up with a bunch of gobbledygook. You know what I mean?
It surprised me none. But if you go on to eBay and you buy a 30-amp RC motor controller and a cheapo servo tester, and you take that circuit that I keep showing everybody on the video, the flyback driver circuit, and you wire that motor controller to a circuit like that, you can build a high voltage flyback transformer that will put out a massive amount of power. And that is a simple, already ready to go deal to put out high voltage. And with the storage system that I keep showing everybody, you can store that high voltage and turn it back into real-time power. And so this is something that if you want to talk about the standard normal idea of what free energy is, you get something for nothing kind of deal, which is basically something that muddies up the water, then you're not talking about the same thing I'm talking about. The free energy that I'm talking about is what nature's already provided, and understanding how to use that energy efficiently. And so this little transformer that I'm talking about is taking maximum efficiency out of energy that you would pull off of a battery or a solar panel and ramping that voltage up astronomically so that you have all that high voltage pressure that you can fill up capacitors real time. That system that I got has absolutely no batteries in it as far as the storage portion of it. It's all capacitors. I'm able to charge it up with a DDS signal generator at 5 volts and a little 9 volt DC charger to put a little bit of current into other portions of the system. So 14 volts is charging that system up, and that circuit that's behind me that I keep talking about all the time will run all night long and still be going the next day. I got to short it out the next day so that it'll shut itself down. In the Free Thinkers video that I did, there's a system sitting out in my yard that gathers up energy from every single thing, from solar power to static to negative ions to wind power to whatever. And it even uses a thermal riser so that when it heats the box up, that heat has no place to go. It builds up pressure and goes up through a turbine and turns this turbine even when the wind isn't blowing. And that turbine is actually a rotary spark gap. It also has doggone germanium diodes, which are really sensitive to radio waves that actually can take some of that energy out of the air. Every time you use your cell phone around it, it's putting a little bit of juice into that capacitor system. It uses both AC and DC capacitors. It uses batteries that otherwise would have been classified as a bad battery, a dead battery. And to this very day, the light's still on. It's got weeds growing around it. It's got solar panels that were all cracked up that are laying directly on the dirt that are still producing energy. And I can't for the life of me figure out why it is that every time I show people like that, they just can't understand what's right before their very eyes. It blows my doors off, Ted.
Well, I know what you mean. That's why I'm thinking about looking into this world improvement through whatever ministries.
Well, whenever you get a hold of them and you actually talk to somebody, if they're interested in having a conversation or a sit down on Skype with a guy like me, hey, I'll talk to anybody. I've even said this on the radio show and in videos. I said, look, folks, if there's something out there that you don't agree with or whatever, and you want to talk about it, join me on Skype, join me on Shaziz Radio, or join me in the chat room. I'm probably the easiest person to get a hold of out there. I got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all these different deals that I check out all the time. Throw a message in the chat room or call me up on Skype. You know, and so I made myself accessible to all these alternative energy researchers, even the debunkers. Get on there and have a debate with me. Let's do it live. Let's do a live stream. Let's just do it respectful, because I'm not going to sit around and be cussed out. I'm just not going to do it. I don't deserve that. I think I'm doing something nice for the world, and I'm just not going to sit around and be called names. You know, I'm not into that. But either way, call me up. Talk to me directly. And when you thumb the video down, at least put a comment in there to say, I thumbed the video down because you're stupid. Or I didn't like what you said. Whatever. Don't just thumb it down and run off. I mean, how's that an improvement? How's that even critical? What is that when you're being critical? Constructive criticism. It's not. It just discourages people who really are out there trying to do something real in alternative energy from wanting to continue. I can't tell you how many times I felt like walking away because I just got tired of it. I know what YouTube does with their algorithms. I know what Google does with their searches. I know what Facebook and Twitter and all them do. Man, if you get out there and you want to do something totally ridiculous, you'll become famous. You can make a viral video, just make it short, do something really insane, and that's it. But I'm not going to get out there and twerk like a jerk and to banjo music and just to become famous to tell everybody about free energy. If they don't want to know about it, then they don't have to watch. You know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean. That's kind of like them people I was looking into. Them. They'll talk to you on Skype for an hour. It's a $300 donation.
Hold on a second. So I got to pay them $300 to share some of my brilliance with them and learn some of their brilliance back.
Well, I mean, I ain't saying you're a hater. I'm just saying I ain't trying to be a hater about it. All I'm saying is that, like, well, you know, bless them. I mean, like, here's the deal. Me personally, and you personally, obviously, we don't choose to charge accept $300 donations to talk to either one of us for an hour on the phone for Skype.
Yeah.
But, you know how much junk comes around the way on the internet, just being around the internet. It's like, I can understand that. It's like, that's a filter that is going to make sure only people that are dead serious are getting a hold of you.
Well, I guess that's you're right. Furniture. Maybe that's what I need to do.
I almost wonder if you would have more of a success at that, because it's like, well, this is serious now.
Somebody,
you know what I mean?
Somebody had said something to me one time, and I actually saw a video where a guy was out there trying to give away a gold coin. He had a gold coin, a real gold coin, solid gold coin. And he tried to give it to people. But because of their skepticism, because something for nothing, they thought there was a scam or whatever, they all walked away. Every one of them. And somebody said, well, if you want to get things out there, you're going to have to charge for it, because they're not going to take it if it's free, because they don't think it's worth anything. And I'm like, it just don't make no sense. Because if I'm walking along and some guy says, hey, you want a gold coin? I'm going to say, thanks, brother. I'll put it to good use. And I'll walk off with his gold coin. And he'll have a look on his face. And then when I look back and I see him looking all sad because he didn't expect anybody to take his gold coin, I will feel guilty and I will walk back and hand it back to him and say, well, I'm sure you didn't really want to give it to nobody. You're just doing a social experiment. So here's your gold coin back. Have a good day. I don't know. I think I'm just crazy, Ted.
Well, I don't think so, Shazis.
Well, I got big dreams, and I'm going to push as hard and as far as I possibly can to see how far that I can go. I'm going to take this bottle caps for mad science. And if I can only do it on a local level, just to show people that that is a valuable resource that goes in the garbage. And that if they took that concept and they applied it to all the other different types of garbage, because there's nothing out there that is trash, really. Everything is a valuable resource. Even food waste can be turned into fertilizers and more. But nonetheless, when you take all your garbage and you throw it into a sack and it's all mixed, all slimy and sloppy and nasty and stinky and flies all over it, and then you take and send it in the back of a trash truck who compact it, now you got this nasty, disgusting mess that nobody should be digging through. But if it was done properly and your food waste was properly sorted and your plastics and your glass and all that, every bit of that is premium recyclables, including the food waste. And it can be turned into something worthwhile. But if people aren't willing to take the extra bit of effort because of their rushed life or they're just flat out lazy or just don't care, then you'll have garbage dumps all over the world. when we start to recycle and only a small percentage of our recyclables that, you know, like the people that actually fill up the bins with their recyclables and follow the rules and they ship it in and it gets recycled, there was a place where they said to these people that we just take it right straight to the garbage because it's cheaper to do so. So it goes to the landfill anyway. So they wasted their time. That discourages those folks from ever doing it again. And it doesn't help.
I bet people would be surprised just how many county municipal authorities are doing that.
Yeah, and it's terrible. But here's the thing.
That's what they do here in West Virginia. They tell people they're taking their recycling, then they take it somewhere and dump it in the dump.
What makes it worse is, like, Britain had a problem with Hong Kong because Britain was, they had some recyclers that they were held accountable for how much product come out the other end. Then they would only get paid for the amount that came out the other end of the building as recycled. And it was actually new product. But the companies that were paid to go out there and ship it, you know, to basically ship it over to different third world countries or whatever, like China or whatever, those people got paid full price. Because once it was shipped, it was all considered recycled, out of sight, out of mind. And so they were making more money than the actual people that were recycling a small percentage of it. And so that system was broken. And so what ended up happening is when China got tired of it, they stopped accepting it, so they ended up sending it to Taiwan and other places. Now you've got little children out there in basically a swamp of garbage digging through this stuff to try to find valuable recyclables so that they could try to earn a living. And you had people being shipped these plastics that the guy's like, this would have been gold, but look what they sent us. They sent us metal and trash and other stuff that wasn't recyclable. That it's too expensive and time-consuming to try to sort through all this. And so now it just sits there and goes to waste, which is a crying shame. And I'm saying, I have an idea how to solve that problem once and for all. But an idea is only an idea until it's acted upon. And so in my local community, I'm quite literally going to lead by example, and I'm going to show my little small community here exactly what it is that I'm talking about. And I'm going to show them something really cool when it's all said and done. I said that I was going to turn those bottle caps into a source of revenue to fund my science research, because it's expensive to do what it is I do. And for those folks out there that supported me, I can't tell them how much. Not only do I love them, but I really seriously appreciate it, because they inspired me once again to go farther than I've ever gone before. Now there's actual working models being built, and that will prove every bit of science that I've been saying to everybody, that will show with a visual reference you can actually see how this thing functions. And the way that I explain it, you will understand exactly what it's doing, why it's doing what it's doing, and what it is that I mean about achieving incredible efficiency in storage, energy generation, and even into the recycling, like the bottle caps for Mad Science. So because of people like yourself, Ted, and people, you know, out there that have supported me behind the scenes, and the people that support me, and People for People Radio Network, and Shaziz Radio just coming around to hear this crazy old guy talk about stuff, that's the motivation that I needed to keep my piece of the puzzle moving forward. And I'm hoping that I will reach out and inspire somebody else to bring their piece of the puzzle to the table as well. Because I honestly believe that if we could get all these pieces of the puzzle, we can actually see the big picture of the way things were meant to be. When we're working in perfect harmony with nature,
Do you know that there was a time when you could actually drink water from a stream and not have to worry about it? I don't think you can do that anymore.
You can still do that in West Virginia.
Well, then maybe I moved to West Virginia.
You can move any time you want. It's safe here on the island. You should move to Pocahontas County.
Pocahontas County?
Yeah, huh. That's where I'd move if I could move to any county in West Virginia.
Cool.
If I could move anywhere on Earth, it'd be to Pocahontas County. Upgrade.
Well, my friend, I just want to try to do something positive. I get a little frustrated now and then because it seems like the harder you work to trying to be the best that you can possibly be to help everybody out, the more that force of darkness or the system wants to jump on your back and slow you down. But I got a plan. I'm going to sneak right underneath the table before they even know it. I'll be standing on the other side putting the bread down in front of everybody. You mark my words. Best way to get a mad science guy to do something is tell him that it's not possible or that he can't. Now, in my book of faith, Jesus said if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. I think I got the faith of a mountain, and I'm out here trying to move some mustard seeds to build a mountain. What do you think of that?
I think we need to get a hold of this world improvement through spirit ministries, see what these people are really doing.
Well, I tell you what, I'd be willing to talk to them, but I ain't paying them $300 to do it, because...
Well, maybe if you just donated something out of your heart, they would accept that. You know, usually donation places, they ask for a donation of a certain amount. But if you give them anything, they usually give you that service anyway. That's kind of how it works, I think. Usually when love's in your heart, that's how it works.
I get that. You know, I offered companies designs that they could patent under their company name and make a lot of money just to build me one prototype. That's it. That's all I asked for. And you know them companies would not do that unless you're wanting to buy thousands and thousands of pieces of stuff from them. Lots of money.
Oh yeah, stuff's generic these days and people are lazy. Like back, you know, I feel like back in the day, like when electronics engineering was electronics engineering, or electricity engineering, however you want to look at it. Them companies were all about, like, research, development, making prototypes, pushing things forward. It's like, now that we've got, like, computer chips, it's like, oh, forget advancement, we're fine here. This is fine, let's just stay here.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, well, that sucks.
I'd kind of like to really see how far humanity could go. I'd like to really test the limits to see how far that we could go. Because I honestly believe we haven't even scratched the surface of our capabilities. I believe that the individual is more powerful than they can possibly imagine. If they could only understand or understand, like Barbara said, their true inner self and what they really are. I believe that...
Well, what about this? Like, there's... You know as well as I know, there's like so many patents and, you know, proprietary processes and everything out there. It's just, you don't really see. I mean, you can research that and there's small companies that even utilize it, but you just don't see really smart technology being used, like worldwide or across the board. It's just like there's little niches and like, yeah, one company might have this really cool water filter. One company might have this really cool battery charger. One company might really have this cool windmill or whatever it is. And then, but nobody's really, it's just not getting into the market. It's just like not being applied. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's so many patents out there that for things that are like revolutionary, it's just, where is that on the shelf at Walmart? Well, none of it's in the market. You know what I mean? I think that's the real holdup. It's not that people haven't come up with technology. There's plenty of technology to go around. It's just that it's not being, like, utilized.
You heard that doggone phrase, the mind is a terrible thing to waste? Well, I kind of agree with that to the extent that there are a lot of brilliant individuals out there in garages and shops that
have a lot of talent, a lot of good ideas, and those are the folks that I call the dream team that I'd love to get together and build things, because those are ones that actually love building, they love creating, and they love taking their talent to the limits. The world that we live in today, the companies and the corporation, when they recognize there's somebody like this, they snatch them up. They snatch up the dream team and they put them into research and development departments, and those folks, they make those corporations rich and richer and even richer yet. And I'm telling you, if we had a people's corporation, doesn't have to be under some LLC or INC or whatever it is, just a people's corporation or people's cooperation, to where we took our best of our best and brought them together, and we supported them in every financial and way possible to ensure that they could actually start to create and we would have the benefits. NASA has patent after patent that are paid for by the people. How many of them patents do you get benefited from? Now, somebody out there going to argue about that, but I don't care. We're at the end of the show anyway today, but look, there's plastic all over this doggone planet. It's choking up the fish. It's choking up the land. It's making a doggone mess. And it's only one problem. One problem with a simple solution. And I'm going to take, and I'm going to do everything I can on a local level here in my own community to show everybody. I'm going to make video after video after video about it. And I'm going to show people how you can take one simple solution to resolve one massive problem. And I'm not going to stop there. For as long as I'm going to continue to do the research in alternative energy. I'm going to keep sharing this stuff with people. And people are going to keep on poo-pooing the idea. But it's all right. I'm not going to let a bunch of jerks, a bunch of trolls, a bunch of government men in black or corporations get me down. By God, I was given a talent inside my head, and I'm going to take that gift and I'm going to spread it far and wide, regardless if I have to walk it by foot and hand it to them personally. I'm going to get the information out. Folks, you've been listening to Mad Science. I hope it didn't offend too many of you. Unless you're a troll, then you deserve it. Anyway, Ted, thanks a lot for showing up, brother. I appreciate
My
that.
Pleasure.
Folks, I hope you stay tuned for the Music with Kara Hour after this right here. And she got some tunes to play for you. And if you like this podcast, share the link around for me. Help me out. You know, if you ain't subscribed to my YouTube channel and you're listening in, when next time you get next to your buddy's laptop joint, jump over there and subscribe or something like that. Anyway, peace and love. Thanks to People for People Radio Network. And we got singers over there. We got cooks. We got machinists. We got all kinds of wonderful artists and people and poets. If you could only just get to know these folks, you'd learn to love them just like I have. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to Mad Science. Take care.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop. He's got a laptop.
I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends.
He's got a laptop.
There it is.
He's got a laptop.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.